Brookhaven's Grid FM 2 Award tests AI against the interconnection bottleneck. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff. On September 1st, US Department of Energy Office of Electricity Assistant Secretary Catherine Gereza visited Brookhaven National Laboratory to announce a three-year Genesis Mission Phase 2 project for a grid foundation model. The goal, Brookhaven said, is to build a model capable of simulating 1 billion scenarios in 24 hours as utilities assess new loads. That morning, Reuters published an analysis of utility and grid data showing more than 700 gigawatts of electricity requests from very large users, mostly data centers across parts of the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and South. That is more than 10 times industry estimates of current US data center power use. The shared date was a coincidence of the news cycle. The shared subject was the interconnection process, the technical and administrative work required before a utility or transmission provider agrees to serve a large new load. Together, the announcements raise a narrower question. If AI can run some grid calculations much faster, how much faster can it make the queue? What was funded and by whom? Foundation models for the electric grid from proof of concept to real-world impacts, or Grid FM2. DOE's Office of Electricity announced it as an $11.5 million research project. Brookhaven described a $14.2 million total project, with $3.9 million allocated to the lab and the balance shared among collaborators. Neither announcement explains whether the $2.7 million difference reflects cost share, in-kind support, or another accounting distinction. The $293 million Genesis mission funding opportunity, previously covered by SCN, set a Phase 2 range of $6 million to $15 million over 3 years. A figure DOE's RFA FAQ calls an estimate derived from Phase 1 budgets and says can move during award negotiation. Idaho National Laboratory's $60 million Prometheus project was identified by INL as the first Phase 2 award announced under the program. Brookhaven's announcement places Grid FM 2 among the first publicly identified Phase 2 projects, but the available sources do not establish a definitive ordinal. Within the wider Genesis program, the American Science Cloud and its planned federation of supercomputers provide computing infrastructure, while the Genesis Science One partnership with RCAI focuses on a model of scientific literature. Grid FM2 targets a different layer, a foundation model of a physical system. Brookhaven names 26 collaborating organizations. They include the National Laboratory of the Rockies and 6 universities, AWS, Microsoft, NVIDIA, IBM Research, and other companies, the New York Power Authority, Alabama Power, the Long Island Power Authority, National Grid, Con Edison and Great River Energy, and the New York Independent System Operator, NEOTIDA, the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, GE Vernova Research, and LF Energy. DOE says the project will include 2 deployments with utility partners, but neither announcement identifies the hosts, where it came from. The award is intended to scale work already underway. Grid FM emerged from a 2024 effort led by researchers at IBM and partner organizations. A perspective paper posted to Archive in July 2024 argued that a model trained across grid topologies and operating conditions could support multiple planning and operations tasks. Its authors came from IBM, Hydro-Quebec, ETH Zurich, Argonne, and other institutions. LF Energy's Technical Advisory Council approved the open source project in October 2024, with IBM and Hydro-Quebec listed as leads. OpenGrid FM is now classified as an incubation stage project. Hendrik Hamann, now Brookhaven's chief AI scientist for innovation, science, and security, worked at IBM Research for 26 years, most recently as chief science officer responsible for AI geospatial foundation models. 2 related deliverables arrived this summer. On June 30th, Brookhaven and AWS announced GridSearch, an application intended to prescreen thousands of potential interconnection locations. On August 10th, researchers posted Genko, a neural solver for steady-state grid analysis, along with an open-source development framework. The project also addresses an input that IBM says is scarce: access to real-world grid data. Utilities restrict detailed network and operating data for security and commercial reasons. That makes utility and system operator participation central to the project. What the model could change. Large load interconnection studies do more than run one kind of calculation. Depending on the project and region, a transmission provider may run power flow, stability, and short circuit studies, as well as electromagnetic transient simulations. RMI's 2026 overview of large load interconnection describes that broader study stack. Genko addresses 3 steady state tasks: power flow, optimal power flow, and state estimation. PowerFlow is the most direct link to interconnection screening because it calculates bus voltages and line flows for a specified network, generation pattern and load. Optimal PowerFlow adds an optimization objective and operating limits. It matters to wider grid planning and operations, but it is not a universal substitute for the other analyses in an interconnection study. Genco uses a graph transformer architecture to map grid topology and injections to an AC operating state, followed by physics-based corrective steps that reduce power balance errors. It can batch many cases on a GPU. The paper's runtime analysis compares an NVIDIA H100 with an 84-core AMD EPI 9634 system running parallel classical solvers, avoiding the misleading practice of comparing a parallel GPU model with a single-threaded baseline. The published results are benchmark results, not timings for an end-to-end interconnection study. A data table appears here. See the written article for details. Source: Genco paper, version 2, table 6 and 7. PowerFlow figures use Genco Tiny. Optimal PowerFlow figures use Genco Small. For PowerFlow on grids through 500 buses, the paper says the classical AC solver remains preferable. At 2,000 buses and above, Genco returns a full AC state, including voltage magnitudes and reactive power, at roughly twice the runtime of the simpler DC approximation. For optimal PowerFlow, Genco is faster at every reported grid size, with a worst-case optimality gap of 0.3% in the reported tests. The limitations matter. The authors say zero-shot transfer to an unseen grid remains an open challenge. They report real grid validation on a roughly 1,200-bus Hydro-Quebec network using a year of SCADA data, but that is not the same as production deployment in an interconnection workflow. IBM's account of the work says Genco is not positioned to replace established tools in real-time grid operations. It describes a hybrid approach in which the neural model screens many cases, residual checks identify suspect results, and classical solvers provide authoritative answers for the cases that require them, measured results and program targets. Three different kinds of numbers appear in the public record, and they should not be treated as interchangeable. First are the measured Genco benchmark results, up to 29.1 times faster than the paper's AC PowerFlow baseline, and up to 84.5 times faster than its AC optimal PowerFlow baseline on the reported grid sizes. Second are broader statements about early applications. A Stony Brook account of Hamon's July 22 Genesis Mission Summit keynote says some analyses have shown acceleration of up to 1,000. It also quotes him saying data center interconnection simulation studies can move from months, sometimes years, to minutes. The article does not define the timed workflow, baseline, hardware, or share of the interconnection process included in that comparison. Third are the Grid FM2 program goals. DOE says the project aims to evaluate 1 billion potential scenarios in 24 hours, increase planning throughput by more than 10,000 TACs, and make key grid calculations more than 1,000 faster than traditional approaches. 1 billion scenarios a day is about 11,600 scenarios per second, sustained. DOE has not published the scenario definition, hardware configuration, model size, or validation workflow behind that target. It therefore cannot be derived from the paper's 30 times result, nor used to estimate an accelerator count from the public information. The benchmark and the program target describe different layers of performance. The near-term role supported by the available evidence is a screening layer. Use the neural surrogate to evaluate many candidates, then send selected or questionable cases to established engineering tools. Whether utilities will accept that workflow for formal studies is one of the questions the two planned deployments are meant to test. Why queues take years? Generator interconnection and large load interconnection should not be conflated. Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory's Queued Up series measures generation and storage projects seeking transmission interconnection. Large loads, such as data centers, follow different processes, with responsibilities divided among transmission providers, FERC, and state regulators. The generator data still illustrate the scale of the process problem. LBNL reports that a typical project entering service in 2024 spent 55 months between its interconnection request and commercial operation. That period includes more than computation. Queue administration, studies and rest-studies, project development, permitting, financing, and construction. DOE's I2X transmission interconnection roadmap attributes backlogs and delays to rapid growth in requests, inefficient processes, and staffing constraints. It also describes how withdrawals can force rest-studies and recommend stronger readiness requirements, firm study timelines, better data access, and greater automation. FERC's response to generator backlogs was primarily procedural. Order number 2023, issued July 28, 2023, in docket RM2214, moved public utility transmission providers toward first-ready, first-served cluster studies, established a 150-day cluster study timeline, and imposed delay penalties, subject to safeguards and compliance proceedings. Large load rules are now moving on a separate track. On June 18, 2026, FERC issued show cause orders to the six regional grid operators under its jurisdiction. The orders direct each operator to justify its existing tariff or proposed reforms. The first of the five reform categories is the study process, and Dave Pitney's summary of the orders says the Commission's targeting study timelines of 60 to 90 days. SCN previously examined those proceedings when the proposed large load fast lane arrived with a curtailment clause. Texas is different because most of the ECOT system sits outside FERC's traditional rate jurisdiction. After Governor Greg Abbott ordered an audit of data center requests on August 3rd, ECOT paused advancement of its Batch Zero process. ECOT has said it aims to file its Batch Zero eligibility verification report by December 10th, according to Utility Dive's report on the Commission meeting. What faster screening can and cannot fix? The case against treating solver time as the main queue bottleneck is straightforward. The leading public diagnoses emphasize request volume, process design, RESTIDs, staffing, commercial readiness, cost allocation, and construction. Faster computation addresses only part of that chain. A faster study can identify a required substation, line, or other network upgrade sooner. It does not build the equipment or decide who pays for it. Gas turbine delivery slots already extend to 2031, while cost allocation for data center grid upgrades remains contested. Faster analysis can deliver the bill sooner without settling it or constructing the equipment. Financial screens are already removing speculative demand. Reuters reports that Exelon reduced its high-probability data center demand estimate by about 40% after tightening collateral requirements, while AEP Ohio's pipeline fell by more than half after new rules that included study fees. The case for more study throughput is also real. FERC is pressing regional operators to develop study processes that can return results for large loads in 60 to 90 days. That raises the value of tools that can quickly screen many configurations. In cluster processes, faster reruns could reduce the computational cost of withdrawals and assumption changes, provided the results meet the utility's validation requirements. DOE's I2X roadmap recommends better model access and profiling tools, so developers can compare sites without using the queue merely to obtain information. GridSearch addresses the same information problem by pre-screening potential locations, although public materials do not yet show a production service that exposes utility models to developers or covers the full study stack. The most plausible near-term way GridFirm could shorten a queue may be by improving what enters it. A developer that can rank thousands of connection points before filing has less reason to submit multiple requests simply to discover which site is viable. That could reduce speculative volume, but it doesn't prove an end-to-end reduction in interconnection time. The next evidence will come from deployment. The Grid FM community's sixth conference is scheduled for October 29th and 30th in Porto. FERC must decide what action to take after the six regional operators' August responses to its show cause orders. ECOT is targeting December 10th for its Batch Zero verification report. DOE and Brookhaven have not identified the two utilities that will host the Grid FEM2 deployments.